This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. We also have a Discord on-air call-in line at our brand-new Discord at discord.lrn.fm. So jump on in there if you have yet to do so. It's cool because a lot of our listeners are actually chatting during, before, and after the show. I mean, it's... Sometimes in the middle of the night, there are people talking on the Discord, and sometimes they talk on the voice rooms. Sometimes they're, most of the time, they're in the chat rooms with text chat, and it's all free. So head on over there, and there's different sort of rooms for different categories like cryptocurrency, gaming chat, general discussion, one specific to Free Talk Live. So go and see it for yourself. That's discord.lrn.fm. We got Jason on the line in Florida. He's called in about copyright here tonight. And Jason, I wanted to make sure we had a chance to, you know, keep this conversation going. You had brought up the issue of knockoffs, was it?
Yes.
Go ahead with what you wanted to share with us.
Well, going on the topics of copyright and knockoffs and stuff like that, I noticed how earlier you mentioned how some people are probably not going to pay for the real McCoy and end up paying for something way cheaper. And it's gotten to the point where these companies who have made so many, like, you know, high-end toys are just asking for prices that are so outrageous that even the knockoff companies now are making a professional brand out of it. But at the same time, I feel like still knockoffs are still going to be a kind of gateway into a it's still something way more disappointing to where you probably would have wanted to buy something that was really expensive. And to give you an example of a brand that has dealt with this, if you know the Thomas the Tank Engine, Thomas and Friends brand, they have gone through a lot of a knockoff problems in the past. And a lot of the toys that were knockoffs are honestly horrible. They are you got to remember, these are targeted toward children.
Right.
Much like the Transformers, but at the same time, I feel like Transformers could still be more handled with an older kid who kind of understand that it's not real, but they would know the dangers. And
but
still
these come with delicious lead paint?
Sometimes, depending. You can't tell anymore with these things.
Right.
But I do.
How would you know?
You'd have to send it to a testing laboratory.
Exactly. You know, and it's sad because...
Geiger counter off the internet.
One of the things, though, is that I remember I've seen these before. They're so easy to break, especially some of these toys I've seen. A YouTuber who I know who's reviewed all these fake Thomas toys, and one of them he just picked up, and it literally was shattering in his hand. The battery was just falling out.
That's not good for children. I mean, you do not want to have a toy breaking into little bits so they can then shove them down their throat.
Painted with that glow-in-the-dark paint that they use on the fire the fire things that's actually radioactive.
No, I agree with you. I mean, there's definitely some things that you want to pay the full price for, absolutely. And I think you're making a great point that something you're going to hand to a child, you want to make sure that is of good quality.
Yeah,
so
don't want to take the chances.
You're not going to swallow it and end up dead. So I think you're making a good point, but ultimately, you know, knockoffs are what they are. They're not going away, right? Like, we're going to have knockoffs forever.
Right.
Oh, yeah,
So I remember going to one of these convenience stores back, this has probably been 15, 20 years ago or something like that. And at the time, kind of thinking about some Oakleys, I liked the shape of Oakleys at the time.
Yeah.
Now I look back and shudder. But nonetheless, these are high fashion, and so high fashion stuff tends to change over time. You're not talking about aviators here, right?
Okay.
And they had these knockoffs for $15.
Jokleys.
I was happy to spend the money on the Jokleys and happy to point out to anyone who complimented my glasses or talked about my glasses or whatever
that
they weren't real and that I paid $15 for them.
Yeah. Were they even polarized?
Well, at the time, polarization was relatively new.
Was that right? Okay.
I mean, I don't think
polarization
before,
is that new.
Mm-hmm. I remember
sure
paying
old tech.
$300 for a pair of polarized glasses in, like, 2001 or something like that. So let's call it a relatively new technology.
I've been buying them for $20 at gas stations since high school.
So. Yeah.
Well, those dates don't correspond, Johnson. I mean, you were fresh out of high school at that time that I'm talking about.
Well, how much did you just say, though? $300 and you know, like, you said 2000?
Yeah, like 2000.
Yeah, well, I was in high school before 2000.
Yeah, not much.
And $20.
Ian's looking it up, and he'll give us a firm date here at some point in the relatively near future.
Yes.
Anyway,
maybe he won't.
Yeah, I thought I found something here from.
We need to look up the patents or the copyrights to find out when they patented polarization. I imagine that at least as a photography technique, I know it's been around for a very long time.
The Polaroid company, Polaroid sunglasses, founded in 1937. Edwin Land was the founder. And it was founded in Massachusetts. They initially produced Polaroid day glasses, the first sunglasses with a polarizing filter, 1937.
Yeah.
Mr. New Tech.
Well, I mean,
we have a new tech, yeah?
Yeah.
Somebody's going to defend me. All right,
anyway,
go on.
Jason. So, yes, products that are made with questionable manufacturing quality, don't give them to your children, but ultimately, knockoffs are here to stay. And I would argue they're better than they've ever been these days.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, and I do think a lot of these things, not just even in toys, to be honest, in anything, depending. I mean, it's getting better because I feel like with manufacturing and real companies like Hasbro, Mattel, you know, they're asking for, like, stuff that's over, like, $50, and you're getting, like, little with it. You know, I mean, I understand with higher-end figures that are by professional companies that are asking for $100. You know, maybe for something like that, because it's more of the collecting aspect. I understand those toys, mm-hmm. You know, maybe not even toys, more of like models, so to speak.
Yeah, but, like adult models of things that we would have considered toys years, you know, 20, 30 years ago.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And see, that's the thing, though. I just feel like some of these companies are just, they're taking so little out that you're getting more quality with a knockoff than you are with the Roma Court. Like going back to the Thomas. I mean, their range, from what I've seen, you know, it used to be a very detailed line. You know, even though it's about, you know, a train with a face, they still were very nicely detailed trains, you know, very nicely detailed toys. Now, I've picked up a set before for, like, my cousin, and what used to be so much detail, now they don't even bother painting half the engines. Like, now it's, like, half the stuff on it's not even painted.
You're talking about the official product or the knockoff?
Official, yes, official product. This is what I had to buy, and it was over $30. Jeez. And
that's
it wasn't
insane.
Even that great. It was very weak.
And you know, what you're pointing out is that these, you know, essentially knockoffs are a check in the marketplace for the original producer. They're demanding that the original producer continue a high level of customer service, a high level of quality.
Or else you're going to get eaten up by these little
or
guys.
Or else. And, you know, honestly, that's how the market's supposed to work.
Mm-hmm.
One of the arguments that will be made out there for the pro-copyright people, and again, I'm open to, you know,
all in.
I believe that intellectual property exists because humans believe it exists.
Mm-hmm.
We believe in property. I believe that car that sits out there belongs to my family, you know, to my wife's car, and I'm going to drive it home. And it's a belief, right? Like, it's just an automobile. There's lots of them out there, but I believe that one is mine. And so humans believe in property, and I believe they believe in property in the same way surrounding intellectual property.
Not really, because they don't act like they believe in intellectual property in a lot of cases. A lot of them are willing to share those files online, get the download the music, download the movie.
They don't believe it in the same way. I will certainly concede that. But, you know, people immediately identify. If I heard, you know, the Rebel Inc. Intros and then, you know, Free Talk Live come on the air or whatever, if I heard, you know, the technology of Free Talk Live somehow copied by somebody else, I'd be like, oh. I can't believe they did that.
Well, somebody actually copied our show name. Remember, years ago, there was a white nationalist that took the Free Talk Live show name.
We paid special attention to them, didn't we?
No, we didn't, actually.
Yes, we did.
I didn't care at all. I noticed that they existed because I happened to see it pop up on, I think it was on a Google search or something like that. and, you know, I don't care.
Well, I can tell you this. When I found out that Johnson's logo for Free Talk Live, the Free Talk Live logo, was copied by
Grand Theft
Howard Stern. Grand Theft Auto, and they used it. Well, I mean, that's a pretty
what an
big
honor.
Name.
What an honor.
It's an honor. There's no doubt.
Yeah.
Johnson's a great designer.
Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. I take it as a compliment. Hey, Jason, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate the discussion. There's more coming up here. You can join us. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Thinking about getting into cryptocurrency? It's time you looked into Dash. Dash is digital money that you can use to send instant and private payments anywhere for pennies. Dash offers a decentralized network where miners are rewarded for keeping it strong and safe. Dash has made a huge impact in the crypto world. Start your journey. Check out Dash.org for more information. And get in now on the future of cryptocurrency. Dash.org.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Core and your Bitcoin Cash. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free. Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. We're talking about intellectual property, copyrights, patents, the world without those things. And what would it be like? Would these companies be able to make a profit? Well, I would say, yeah. If you're first to market with a thing, if you're the originator of that thing, then, and you can keep going and, you know, innovate and market successfully, you're going to be all right. And we've seen that with so many different things, you know, whether it's Bayer coming out with aspirin originally back in the day. Bayer's still around.
Still making aspirin.
Still making aspirin.
It's really inexpensive. And one might question if they could still keep a copyright on aspirin. Would they be, certainly it would cost more, right?
I mean, hell yeah, it would, because they'd have a monopoly on it.
Right. And ask yourself, would the world be a better place?
No, because it would be more expensive. And right. So because aspirin's cheap and able to be manufactured by dozens of companies out there, drives the price down, drives the quality up. So our world is better off because when you go to the CVS to get some aspirin, you also have money left over to buy other things as well.
Right. And I wouldn't say that every intellectual property law that exists is evil or anything like that. I would say, however, they are a mess.
I would love to read some quotes, because I think if you're going to get into this argument that it's good to talk from the perspective of someone who believes in copyrights, who has some skill in argumentation, but yet who I feel is still somebody who's very principled in liberty, and that would be Ayn Rand. So I have
She never described herself as a libertarian, though.
Principled in liberty. That's why I didn't call her a libertarian.
Ian is always careful to point out that he is not a Randian.
I am not.
But you also haven't really ever exposed yourself to Ayn Rand to even become a
Randian. No, he hasn't. You
read,
and I, on the other
like,
hand,
refused to read.
I read Anthem.
Anthem, right?
This when I was
short
in high school.
Story,
nice
when
short
you were in high school.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. But whenever
it's
the
like
Anthem,
training
whenever the Ayn Rand people, you know, the sort of the cult members called the show, we've asked them questions about it, like, describe what this means. It's like, yeah, I'm not on board with
I
that.
I don't necessarily, you know, I wouldn't, I definitely wouldn't call myself, an, you know, like an objectivist or a cult member or anything like that, but I do think that as far as being a libertarian myself or being, you know, I would actually call myself an arrogant capitalist, but, you know, dirty words.
Yeah.
But
I think it's a terrible term.
Terrible.
I think that Atlas Shrugged is one of the finest works of fiction that exists. So.
See, I hated it. I thought it was boring. I liked
the first 100 pages are atrocious. I will fully admit the first 100 pages of Atlas Shrugged are horrendous exposition. Very, very difficult to get through. If you can get through that and you're already a principled libertarian, at that point, after you get through that first 100 pages of just sort of like them setting it up, it's at that point that the book suddenly just like unfolds into this like amazing story. But
so
anyway.
From what are you quoting?
So this is from a section called Patents and Copyrights from the book Capitalism, the Unknown Ideal.
All right, let's hear it.
What the patent and copyrights laws acknowledge is the paramount role of mental effort in the production of material values. These laws protect the mind's contribution in its purest form, the origination of an idea. The subject of patents and copyrights is intellectual property. An idea, as such, cannot be protected until it has been given a material form. An invention has to be embodied in a physical model before it can be patented. A story has to be written or printed. But what the patent or copyright protects is not the physical object as such, but the idea which it embodies. By forbidding an unauthorized reproduction of the object, the law declares, in effect, that the physical labor of copying is not the source of the object's value, that the value is created by the originator of the idea and may not be used without his consent. Thus, the law establishes the property right of a mind to that which has it has brought into existence. It is important to note in this connection that a discovery cannot be patented, only an invention.
What about the minds who think up the same exact thing at the same exact time? then they only give it to one of them.
Yeah, this is going to happen. So this is one of the catastrophes of intellectual property laws.
Yeah.
Well, she goes on to say, a scientific or philosophical discovery which identifies a law of nature, a principle, or a fact of reality not previously known, cannot be the exclusive property of the discoverer because, A, he did not create it, and, B, if he cares to make his discovery public, claiming it to be true, he cannot demand that men continue to pursue or practice falsehoods except by his permission. He can copyright the book in which he presents his discovery, and he can demand that his authorship of the discovery be acknowledged. No, that no other man appropriate or plagiarize the credit for it. But he cannot copyright theoretical knowledge. Patents and copyrights pertain to only the practical application of knowledge to the creation of a specific object which did not exist in nature, an object which, in the case of patents, may never have existed without its particular originator, and in the case of copyrights, would never have existed.
Right. I say, you know, credit to the creators, man. Thank you for coming up with those cool ideas and products or whatever. But the fact that that copyright and patenting surrounds all that stuff makes us worse off, as we were talking about before, because you don't have as much competition, therefore prices stay high and quality is not as good.
People suggest that somehow the inventors, the low-level inventors, the little guys out there are going to be ripped off because their ideas, won't make it to market or whatever. But please, we live in a world with intellectual property laws now. Can you explain to me where the little guys really benefit? Because it seems like their ideas get co-opted again and again and again and again by big manufacturers.
Her last little thing that she says here is, I think, really where the rub is. She says, the government does not grant a patent or copyright in the sense of a gift, a privilege, or a favor. The government merely secures it, i.e. the government certifies the origination of an idea and protects its owner's exclusive right of use and disposal. And therein lies the rub, is that the people with the money are the ones who get the protection from the government, always.
Well, right, and that leads me to what I wanted to say about the inventors as well, because remember years ago, we on Free Talk Live, this is I think back when we were a local show in Sarasota, Florida, but we found this, there was like this advertisement on the radio about inventors. Call us and we'll give you our free inventor's kit, the inventor's guide. You can call us now and we'll send it to you. And then they would send you this thing, and the inventors, of course, you know, it's the guide was sort of meant to persuade the inventor that, hey,
you need
contact
this company to help you.
Right, contact us. You've got a great idea. We can market it for you. We'll take it to the trade shows. We'll put it in front of potential manufacturers. We're going to make this happen for you. And so they would do that. And the company would come back and say, all right, we're going to take this to the trade show, but we're going to need $9,000. We've got to get a booth. We've got to hire booth babes. You know, we got to get this thing out there. We got to get it in front of customers. And so, okay, the inventor's like, all right, this is my life savings, but I really believe in my invention, and you guys seem legit, so here you go. Hands $9,000 over, and then they go to the trade show, supposedly, and they come back, and they say, we're sorry, Mr. Inventor, it just didn't work out. We pitched as hard as we could, we got the hottest booth babes, and it just didn't work out. We couldn't find a manufacturer, we're so sorry. Tell you what, we're going to give you your $9,000 back. All you got to do is just sign over the invention to us. We're just going to hold on to it. You know, it's not worth anything, really. That's why we're going to just give you the money back. We feel bad about this. And so the inventor's like, well, crap. I mean, I don't want to lose my invention, but I also don't want to lose $9,000.
I need my money.
So I'll take the $9,000, sign this thing over, and then the company gets it, and they are a patent troll. And we'll tell you more about that coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yep, it is Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll-free here to bring up whatever is on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm. And you can call us on the Discord chat. Go to discord.lrn.fm to get into the chat rooms with the other Free Talk Live listeners. But they're still talking about global warming right now in the chat room. And actually, there's more than one chat room there. So check it out at discord.lrn.fm.
So, the Whole Food Multi-Complete, I have been taking this supplement for well over a year now, and I couldn't be happier with it. Now, obviously, you don't see a huge change in your life when you start taking a multivitamin. But when you take a multivitamin from the store, you're getting a synthetic. Whole Food Multi-Complete is made from whole foods. That's why they call it Whole Food Multi-Complete. And it's not just a vitamin mineral supplement. It's also an enzyme blend, a probiotic blend, antioxidant blend, immune support, bone and joint support, energy support. These things, many of these things, are immediately, like within a couple of weeks, you will notice a difference. I lost about 10 pounds just by balancing my, my gut, and it has, helped my digestive health and a few other things simply by taking this supplement. I recommend it highly. Go to simplifymysupplements.com. You enter coupon code FTL. You receive 10% off your order every time you order. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. SimplifyMySupplements.com. Coupon code FTL. Yes, they take Bitcoin. Yes, they take Dash. SimplifyMySupplements.com. Coupon code FTL.
You can tell Ayn Rand isn't a libertarian because she's defending, first of all, she's defending copyright and patenting.
Libertarians disagree on this particular issue, and I don't know why you want to pull Ayn Rand's card over this.
She's not a libertarian. She's never claimed to be a libertarian, so she doesn't have a card. But regardless, she's dead anyway.
Okay.
But regardless, my point here was that she's obviously not a libertarian because believes the government can do this crap. Look, even if it was a good idea to have intellectual property protection, you don't want to have the government handling it because they're going to always do it in an arbitrary, political, favoritistic manner.
So what they're saying is that you are an anarchist.
Me? No, I'm a voluntarist. I believe all human interaction should be consensual.
So an anarchist.
No. An anarchist believes in no government.
Like, that's what Ayn Rand would say. You know, like a libertarian or whatever believes in a limited government. So what you just said is absolutely, she could absolutely be a libertarian, though she would not claim to be a libertarian because she thought they were dirty hippies.
But she didn't like it because she felt like they stole her ideas. And she was very, very into her ideas and aggrandizement of Ayn Rand.
But, I mean, if you think about it from a philosophical standpoint, which is how she looked at everything, you know, the whole idea of liberty and the whole idea of even your, you know, voluntarism revolves around the main principle being self-ownership. And her argument would be that in order to own yourself, you have to be able to own the property of the things that you create. You know, you have to be able to control.
You can only own what you protect.
Right.
And that's where she's gone wrong. She's looking to the government for protection.
I agree.
And everybody who knows anything about the government should know that you can't trust them and that they're going to screw you over and they're going to give, you know, their protection to their buddies. Sure. And that's not ever going to be you.
Right.
Well, hold on, Ian. So if you say that what is yours is what you can protect, if you can create an idea and protect that idea with contracts and these sorts of things, then yes, you do own it, right?
No. If somebody can create, like, for instance, if you create a DVD encryption scheme and the hackers decrypt that, well, sorry, you don't have control over that anymore. So there's always going to be somebody out there who can decompile your program and figure it out or whatever, if there's enough interest in doing
it. You're just talking about one particular type of intellectual property. But for instance, medicine. People are always worried about intellectual property surrounding medicine. If you want to do your medical trial by bringing people to a particular location and giving them shots, and then of course they sign contracts that say that they won't reveal and blah, 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 that kind of thing, then you've controlled it pretty well. At that point, you have controlled it. And all I've said up to this point is that, A, I think that there is some kind of intellectual property, and I'm not exactly sure what that is, and I could get you to agree with some aspects of it simply by the line of questioning. And B, not only is there some kind of intellectual property, but that the government, this monopoly that we have, is not responsible. Like, they shouldn't be taking my money to enforce your intellectual property.
Right, that should be your responsibility. If you want to protect it, whether it's your idea or whether it's your land or whatever, you've got to be able to protect it. I just don't think you can ultimately protect intellectual property very effectively. I mean,
I would agree with you on that.
Now,
it's
maybe the
difficult.
Marketplace will come up with some way to do it, but the marketplace always comes up with a way to break it down.
Two more quotes from her. One I read to you guys in the break, and I think it's just important to bring it up again. She says, an objection to the patent law, some people cite the fact that two inventors may work independently for years on the same invention, but one will beat the other to the patent office by an hour or a day, or will acquire an exclusive monopoly, while the loser's work will be totally wasted. This type of objection is based on the error of equating the potential with the actual. The fact that a man might have been first does not alter the fact that he wasn't. Since the issue is one of commercial rights, the loser in a case of that kind has to accept the fact that in seeking to trade with others, he must face the possibility of a competitor winning the race, which is true of all types of
competition. That's so dumb because, I'm sorry, the race isn't just a one-time thing.
Right.
When it comes to competition, it's not like, oh, I got to the patent office first, sorry, you lose. No, the way it ought to be is, whoever's first to market is going to get an advantage, but that race just keeps on running because the other people can enter into the market. They can improve the idea. They can make it better. They can market it better in theory. So you've got to always be on the top of your game if there's a free market with no intellectual property protection.
I actually really think that if she were alive today and had seen all the stuff that happened with, you know, intellectual property with software and, you know, music rights online, you know, MP3s, and all, I don't think that she would hold these views anymore. I like the statement
that information wants to be free. I think that that's very true. If we look at the internet as it exists today, people, for whatever reason, they want information to sort of be free. Look, here's a reality, though. Songwriters can't, you know, sometimes songwriters can do it as a hobby or whatever, but you want a world with songwriters getting paid. Here's another good piece of information. Journalists. People really want to get their news for free and not pay for their news.
Yep.
But news doesn't become news without journalists. And journalists absolutely, positively have to be paid. Otherwise, what you've got are these, you know, would-be pundits putting out their blogs
people
and calling it news.
Understand this. They understand that if they don't go to see the movie and pay for it, that then, you know, the
but
sequel isn't going
to be made. But they don't seem to understand that they need to support the news source.
Well, once the news starts drying up, they'll figure it out.
That might very well be true.
And there's not a shortage of news out there. I don't know if you've noticed that. There's more news now than ever. Even though newspapers are dying, there are more news outlets online than you could ever have access to 20 years ago. So we have more sources for that. Now, they're struggling with trying to monetize those things.
They are.
But again, that's their challenge as an industry and not my problem. So let's go back to your calls and thoughts here. We've got Parker. He's on the line in Washington State on Skype. Hello, Parker.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I wanted to join in on the conversation about intellectual property, and I thought I would use the Wright brothers as a good example.
All right.
So
we all know sunglasses.
How the Wright brothers, they invented the first airplane. What some people might not remember is that, or might not have been told, is that they were competing with another guy who was seeking government contracts or whatever to patent the first airplane.
Okay.
Well, I believe that the only property, as far as the Wright brothers go, in terms of the first airplane, would be any airplanes that they actually made or bought. Any other airplanes, the concepts overarching, they cannot actually own. For instance,
they can't own the rules of physics that cause lift created by an airfoil.
Hang on, Parker. We'll let you finish your point here in moments. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. The remaining moments of the show are up next, so join us.
Live from the Vertcoin Studio. This is the call to freedom. It's the crypto hour brought to you by Helium. 47 here on LRN.FM. When you kill the faucet, he colors five to get some free coins. This is the call to freedom.
Thinking about getting into cryptocurrency? It's time you looked into Dash. Dash is digital money that you can use to send instant and private payments anywhere for pennies. Dash offers a decentralized network where miners are rewarded for keeping it strong and safe. Dash has made a huge impact in the crypto world. Start your journey. Check out Dash.org for more information. And get in now on the future of cryptocurrency. Dash.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you may dial toll-free and join us here. The number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Hey, if you like what we do here on Free Talk Live, then please, you can get behind the show as an amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. It's $5 a month. Any major credit card, PayPal, there's even Bitcoin Core. And at some point, we might be adding in alternatives to Bitcoin Core, but it's going to cost money and take time, so we'll see how long and how much that is. But in the meantime, you can go and join the AMP program. It's $5 a month, and it helps us advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live to get on more radio stations. Just got a new contract in today. It's been busy. Like, this month has been really good. I think it's because TRN finally imploded, which is one of the competitors.
Talk Radio Network.
Yeah, Talk Radio Network. They're finally done for. So a bunch of stations. All of a sudden, we're looking for some new content. That's my speculation. But
it was early on. I really sort of looked at TRN and how they implemented, how we were going to set up our business and that kind of thing. But
TRN is a fascinating study in success to failure. I wrote up an article about it on our industry list that I sent out recently.
And that stuff makes. Your articles make people mad in many ways, just to sort of,
sometimes they love it. Most of the time I get compliments for it.
Yeah, I know. But there have been, certainly when it comes to TRN, touchy issue.
There was one guy who was mad at me for criticizing TRN a few years ago, but he actually ended up coming on board and changing his mind. So, but anyway, so let's see. Yeah, amp.freetalklive.com. That's where you can go to support the show and get cool perks like the access to the Amp Only Facebook group, which is there, and a lot of people use that regularly. There's also now the Amp Only Discord chat room. So if you're on our new Discord at discord.lrn.fm and you want your Amp status, well, All you've got to do is send me a private message there and let me know what your AMP email is. That way I know it's you and not somebody who's trying to, like, pretend like they're you, for instance. So then I will upgrade you to the AMP status on the Discord, which gives you access to those special rooms. There's also an AMP-only badge for the Free Talk Live forum at forum.freetalklive.com. So you get some cool perks because you're a Free Talk Live amplifier, and it helps us out. So once again, go to amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com. We're going to go back to your calls here. Parker was commenting on intellectual property on via Skype, and do continue your thoughts.
Yes. So before the break, we were talking about the Wright brothers. Now, as I said before, and the Wright brothers had a very specific design for their plane. It is their plane, but their plane, they only have the intellectual property, as it were, in the physical planes that they make. If someone else were to look at the blueprints of that particular plane that they made or that they designed and were to figure out a way to make that plane and do so at a less expensive business cost for production, then they could do so. And that would...
They could, but how would they get the blueprints in the first place? What, espionage? I mean, corporate espionage?
Well,
actually,
no one can own an idea, right?
Well, that's what we're talking about here. I agree right. with you that no one can own an idea, which is why calling the physical plane that they manufacture their intellectual property, I don't think that's accurate. That's just property.
Think about from this perspective. The Wright brothers presumably would have wanted to market their plane or put it on the market for the consumers, right?
I don't know. Maybe.
Hypothetically speaking.
Okay.
So if someone buys that plane and analyzes it and goes into great length.
You're talking about reverse engineering.
Exactly.
You get a thing and you figure out how it was built.
Yeah, and then from there, they figure out a way to make it and make it at a less expensive business cost, or even make it have...
They should be free to do that.
Well, unless they sign a contract that says no reverse engineering. And in a world where intellectual property laws didn't exist, I suspect you would have something like that going on.
I don't buy your whole contract thing, Mark. And thank you, by the way, Parker. I appreciate hearing from you. Because what about... Okay, they signed a contract when they bought the plane saying no reverse engineering. Well, what if they then just sold the plane to somebody else who never signed that contract?
I don't know. That's you know.
What if the plane gets stolen from somebody else? What if they just leave it out on the runway and somebody else just happens to go and look at it?
And that sort of thing.
There's all kinds of ways to get around this stuff. Let's go to Big Loaf. He's on the line. Actually, we're going to go into the Discord on-air call-in line chat room where Big Loaf is there. Are you with us, Big Loaf?
Yeah.
You're on the air.
Hey, how's it going, gentlemen? Sorry for the background noise. But
can
yeah, about intellectual property. Yes, I can hear you.
I said I can't even hear your background noise, so go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No worries.
So yeah, about intellectual property. I mean, can there really even be such a thing? So like tangible property, like a pair of shoes, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know you own it because you possess it.
Somebody
can steal it from you. And,
right.
But things like an idea, how can that even be property, right? I mean, because, you know, theoretically, somebody could come up with the same idea a second later. So how do you even claim right of ownership for something that you didn't come up with uniquely?
Well, you can, because there are men with guns who will enforce that on people.
Yeah.
That's why we have that today.
Right. But that doesn't mean that it's moral,
no.
Right? I mean, in a way, I almost think that the whole concept of intellectual property is a moral farce, right? It's a way of people exercising ownership over your mind, right?
Not only that,
you,
it's then exercising it's also then exercising ownership over the things you possess. So even though property, physical property, is scarce, when somebody who has an intellectual property claim comes along, they're actually saying, oh, you can't do this with your property. If you've got a drum kit, you can't hit those drums
in this order,
in this specific order. If you have a CD burner, a DVD burner, a Blu-ray burner, you can't burn these
holes. You can't arrange ones and zeros in this pattern.
Right. So they're basically telling you that even though you do own that, you know, blank piece of media that you can then put into that CD burner, you can't do it that way, or else men with guns will show up. So, anyway.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, and that's the crux of it all, is that at the end of the day, I mean, it's sort of kind of to enforce a right over something that really doesn't exist. You got to get, you know, guys that are and gals that are willing to go to acts of violence to assert their will on you, right?
So it's not like a pair of shoes. See what I can do to poke some holes in. I tend to agree. Sure. I think that intellectual property is different than regular property.
It's not scarce.
But I think intellectual property exists. I can't define it, and it's going to take, you know, it's going to take better minds than mine to put that
a lot
together.
Of people think Santa Claus exists too.
However, why does property exist? And the best I can come up with is because I believe it does. I believe.
Well,
that,
no, you can,
well, you
find
can touch it,
right?
What's that?
Yeah, I mean, you can examine it. You can.
There's evidence
test it,
that it exists.
Right.
Just,
right. Oh, no, I'm not talking about the features of property. I'm talking about property itself.
The idea of that you own a thing.
Right.
The
ownership.
It's a mutually beneficial idea.
You know, right. It's a mutually beneficial idea that we all sort of agree on. And
not all of us. There's commies out there that don't always.
The thieves and a whole variety of things. But we've got a general idea of what property is in this world, and I also believe that there's a general idea of what intellectual property is. I'm not saying it's right. I just believe that it exists. So, for instance, if somebody tells your joke and doesn't give you credit, you're like, whoa, 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 that's my joke. I told you that. It wasn't 20 minutes ago, you stinking thief. You didn't, right? And that's how you feel about it.
Let's get a commie in here. Hold on. I want to bring a commie into the conversation. Sarah in New Mexico, you're on Free Talk Live. Do you actually believe in property, Sarah?
In property?
Yeah,
no,
property.
I actually, some ownership is okay. I would like to actually have mixed economy. Some ownership, but not like owning like billions of dollars like Donald Trump.
Okay, so you believe property with limits. How many dollars should somebody be able to possess?
And does it depend? Does it vary on geographic areas?
Well, the thing is, I think maybe cap it at maybe 10 million, and
okay,
everybody, 10
million.
And then it belongs to the community. Why would somebody have, like, Bill Gates have, what, $40 billion and there's 2 million homeless people? And
well, Bill Gates is doing his best to distribute that money as and the value of that money as well as he can to poor people. I think he would agree with you in many ways that the poor people need the value. But ultimately, what he thinks and probably what I think is that, fools shouldn't be placed put in charge of money. Money experts should be, and that Bill Gates would better be able to decide what poor people need from his money than the poor people themselves.
Thanks for
they
the call.
They probably want, cigarettes and booze.
Sarah, appreciate it. Thank you, Big Loaf. Appreciate that as well. If you want to talk to Big Loaf, he's hanging out in the Discord chat at discord.lrn.fm. And check out Johnson over at libertyminded.com for official Free Talk Live gear and stuff.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.